Al-Shabaab's departure from Mogadishu has provided a boost of confidence for Somalia's transitional federal government and the African Union peacekeeping forces, AMISOM, both of which have been fighting the insurgent group for a long time. Abdullah Ali Anad is a commander with the TFG forces.
We are prepared to continue fighting until we get Al-Shabaab completely out of Somalia.
A statement that David Shin, former ambassador to Ethiopia, now professor at the Elliott School of International Affairs in Washington, says might be overly optimistic.
Taking and holding Mogadishu is one thing. Taking and holding all of South Central Somalia is quite another. So I don't see that as being a real possibility.
Shin says the Somali government needs to do more.
TFG has to show that it has a vision and that it has something that it can offer the Somali people. And that's where it has failed so far, is on the political front, because of internal divisions within the TFG, the constant turnover of government. They change prime ministers about every 6 months, it seems. They have a parliament of 550 members, which is frankly totally unnecessary for a country the size of Somalia.
Shin says Al-Shabaab also has its own weaknesses and divisions that could be exploited.
There are those who have a global jihadi agenda. There are those who have a somewhat more nationalistic agenda. There are power differences. There are differences between indigenous Somalis and foreign jihadis who have infiltrated Al-Shabaab. So they have their own internal problems.
More importantly, he says, there are divisions within Al-Shabaab when it comes to food aid.
There are those who think that more latitude ought to be given to Western aid agencies, and there are others in Al-Shabaab who don't want the Western aid agencies in. They do allow in Islamic aid agencies. If I were to look at any mistake that Al-Shabaab has made in the last couple of years, this is by far the biggest one. They have absolutely botched the relief effort, and the Somali people don't like it.
Experts say the pullout will allow aid agencies to better address the famine affecting millions in the East African nation. In the meantime, Al-Shabaab says the pullout was just a change of tactics and has vowed to return to Mogadishu. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.